From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This is shaping up to be the best week for U.S. banks in a long, long time, at least for a few of America's biggest banks. Goldman Sachs reported stunningly good earnings yesterday. J.P. Morgan Chase is expected to announce similarly strong profits tomorrow. And we thought this would be a good time to check in with Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money team about the health of the U.S. banking system. Adam, it seems to me that I've asked this question many times in the past year, but I'll do it again. Has the U.S. banking system turned the corner? Are we on the rebound?
Here's what this week represents, at least in my mind. So we already knew in the last few weeks and months that the worst of the crisis seems to be over. It certainly could come back. There certainly could be another period of time where banks are just collapsing in front of our eyes. But it seems that that is farther and farther away. So we've known that. What this week represents is at least a few of America's biggest banks are not just surviving. They're not just making it from one quarter to the next. They're actually growing, expanding, hiring new people, not firing people, moving into new business lines, making real money off their own power. That does seem like a big change.
And also, people who have 401ks or any sort of index fund have seen a statement for the second quarter of 2009. And those statements were pretty good, and they were terrific compared with what happened last year.
Yeah, we're still nowhere near where we were, a couple of years ago before this whole crisis began. Most people have still lost money in the stock market, but it's certainly really nice to see that the last few months we've moved up from those really low bottoms where we were.
So is this good news for Goldman Sachs really part of broader good news for the whole country?
I think it's too soon for all of us to go dancing in the streets. Mm-hmm. First of all, very few of us are rooting for Wall Street bankers to be making a lot of profit. But we should hope that the banking system gets healthier overall because we need that for our economy to survive. But the success of J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs is at least in large part the result of this crisis. Many of their competitors are out of business or severely wounded, so they're benefiting from that. They're also able to get money for basically for free from the Federal Reserve because of the crisis. That means they can make a lot of money. So the health that we do see, these small areas of health, is really largely a result of government policy.
So that should leave one ambivalent about the successes of these big banks?
Yeah, I can't wait for the day when I can come on and just say, hey, here's good news, and it's just plain good news. We don't have a lot of bad news to go along with it. We're not there yet. The good news is at least some corners of our banking system seem to be beginning the process of moving beyond the crisis and being healthy. But the banking system as a whole is still awfully sick, still not able to live on its own without government support.
Okay, Adam, I have a nostalgia question for you now. This is from way back in, say, February or something like that. Whatever happened to the words toxic assets?
Right. Well, first of all, the U.S. government has said, oh, please don't say toxic assets. Say legacy assets, which brings to mind nostalgia. The other thing is toxic assets are still on the books of banks. These are largely those subprime housing-related assets, securities, and they are still losing value all the time. The recession is a little worse than some people expected, and people are defaulting still in huge numbers on their houses. But accounting rules changed, so the banks don't have to be as upfront about how much they've lost and how painful those toxic assets are, which is largely the reason why they've not been in the headlines as much. It's not an actual sign of health. It's an accounting trick.
And looking ahead, what are the signs you'll be looking for to see if the economy is going in the right direction or heading backwards?
Certainly, we do want to see the banking system doing a lot better. We don't want to just see the two stars, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, doing well. We want to see Bank of America, Citibank, the really injured parties doing well. But it's really, at the end of the day, it's about employment. We need employment to go up, not down, and that's probably not going to happen for a little while. We need our economy as a whole, our GDP, to expand. That's probably going to be a little while before we see that.
Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money team, thank you. And I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How big is the gross planetary product, the sum total of all the GDPs of all the countries in the world? How about big?
I don't know it precisely. I don't know if anyone knows it precisely, but if memory serves, it's somewhere in the $60 to $70 trillion area.
$60 trillion. But it's really on the past year or so that we've been talking about trillions all the time. A healthcare bill that might cost $1 trillion, a stimulus that almost cost $1 trillion. Brace yourself right now, because our next item, while you go back and you cover your penny ante Wall Street stories,